faces, please. The dance is about to begin.
You know, one of the things I look forward to most in the fall and winter are sports, whether it is basketball or football. I enjoy being in front of the TV or in the stands watching some of my favorite athletes and favorite teams play on the competitive field. And I am a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I am. That's my squad in the NFL. I will yell. I will kick. I will almost cry. I will scream. I will jump. That is my squad. I cheer them on. And we've had a recent uptick in success, which has made this season in particular one with expectations. This past Monday, the Cincinnati Bengals were going to play the Buffalo Bills, an entirely anticipated Monday night football game. Like, it was going to be a special game, a game that I was looking forward to. Two great teams, two small market teams with incredible quarterbacks riding a wave of success. Like, this was the game I was looking forward to. Y'all, I was all about my Bengals on Monday night. Let's win. Let's get this win. Let's really put it to the Bills. Let's show them and everybody else in the NFL that we are the team to beat. And yes, I said we because I'm a fan. I want my team to win. The game began and the Bengals came out quickly and scored a touchdown, up 7-0 early in the first quarter. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a sign. This is a sign that we are going to dominate this game. This is a sign that we're going to get a win. Yeah, I know. I am superstitious. I believe in signs only when it comes to sports and involving my favorite teams. The Cincinnati Bengals, I believe in signs. I am superstitious. I am that person. I am that fan because I want them to win so bad. The Bills got the ball, right? And the Bills drove it down the field and the Bengals defense stood strong and they held them to a field goal. The Bengals are up 7-3. The Bengals get the ball again and they are driving down the field. Everything looks great. The offense looks smooth. The players look confident and I am feeling confident. I am feeling like this is a sign of a great game and a soon-to-be great win. My quarterback, Joe Burrow, dropped back and threw a pass to T. Higgins, who is an incredible elite receiver, and T. turned it upfield, and he was tackled by Damar Hamlin. Safety for the Buffalo Bills. It didn't look like a hard tackle. You know, then again, I don't play football. I'm not an NFL player, but it looked like a routine tackle. But it was a hit nonetheless, and it was a hit that changed millions of people around the world, and especially the life of Damar Hamlin. The collision sent both T. Higgins and Damar Hamlin to the ground. A routine tackle. T. Higgins got up. Damar Hamlin got up. Everything looked cool for a split second until Damar Hamlin fell to the ground. I'm watching from my TV in my man cave. I hate that term, but I'm going to use it anyway. And I could tell by how the players reacted that something was going on that wasn't right, and that something was occurring that wasn't routine, that wasn't in the playbook, that wasn't normal. Because, you know, when a lot of these players, when they take big hits or they get injured, that's almost, sad to say, a part of the game. You expect to be bruised. You expect for some injuries to take the season away, some season-long injuries, some ACL tears, maybe a torn labrum, separated shoulder, broken finger. That's almost to be expected in a high collision game involving the world's top athletes. But this was different. It looked different. The players, the body language, the look of fright, of shock, of horror, of fear on these professional athletes, on the faces of these men who are trained, conditioned to be tough. The camera quickly rolled away. They went to commercial break. And when they came back from commercial break, players were gathered around DeMar Hamlin as he was lying on the field at Paycor Stadium in Cincinnati, Ohio, receiving CPR because he was in cardiac arrest. Y'all, I didn't know what to think. I mean, listen, I'm a Bengals fan. I love my team. I've been riding with my team since 1988 or 89 when I was 3 or 4 years old. I've experienced some of the, well, we don't have a lot of highs as a team, but we've had a couple. Some of the highs, and I've rode with them during the lows. I won a Super Bowl. After all, I am a Bengals fan, but as I sat there watching the TV, none of that mattered. None of that mattered because a man, a brother, a son, a human being was on the field of play, fighting for his life. Literally. He was literally fighting for his life while having life poured back into him through CPR. They went to another commercial break and the players were still gathered around once they came back from that commercial break and the ambulance came out and then there was this awkward moment of, oh my gosh, what are we really witnessing as fans? Did we witness death on the field? Is DeMar Hamlin going to make it? Make it from the Monday night football to Tuesday alive? It was a really scary moment. And I've seen a lot of things happen on the field. I've seen players become paralyzed after hits. I've seen it. And that is gut-wrenching. That is painful. But this was a different, this was just another level. To literally know that someone's life is not just at risk of being compromised, but is at a high risk of being taken away. It's one thing to never walk again, but there's another level to never wake up again. That's what DeMar Hamlin was facing on that field. We as fans and the viewing public learned that the game would be suspended, perhaps if we played later on after a pause in action. I didn't want that to occur. And neither did the players. So I am happy that the players and the NFL and those that are in power came to an understanding and agreement that the game could not resume because of what had happened on the field, because of the life that was at risk, because this was really a life and death matter witnessed by teammates, witnessed by opponents, witnessed by fans in the stadium, witnessed by millions of people around the world. This was a tragic, traumatic accident situation that required more than a momentary pause in action. America, the Bills, the fans, the Cincinnati Bengals needed a collective breath and to step away because our minds, prayers, or thoughts were with DeMar Hamlin and his life, his family, and his well-being. You know, the experience is odd when traumatic events happen because you find yourself waiting for updates. When I think about the traumatic events that have happened in my life, whether it be September 11th, whether it be the Capitol building being taken over and hijacked by domestic terrorists, or any other sort of traumatic event where you're just looking like, wow, did that just happen? I stay glued to the TV waiting on an update that will make me feel better. An update of the situation in which the situation is better. An update that provides at least some calm in the middle of the storm. We received no updates on DeMar Hamlin, which made the situation even more dire. I woke up the next day looking for a thumbs up from the family, from the team, from the NFL, from anybody connected to DeMar Hamlin, that he was going to be okay, that his eyes were open, that he was up and 100% and that all is well. Those updates didn't come. Thank God, as I sit here on a Thursday night, that we have received word via family representatives and physicians at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center that DeMar Hamlin's eyes are open, that he is squeezing the hands of relatives and writing answers to statements that he's being asked, and that his body, his neurological functions appear to be at 100%. Thank God. So many prayers were sent out to DeMar Hamlin. He needed every single one of them. Why am I sharing all this with you? Some of you aren't even football fans. Some of you don't care anything about the Cincinnati Bengals or the Buffalo Bills. Well, I'm sharing this with you because it's bigger than football. It's bigger than being a fan. It's bigger than your team. It's bigger because it involves life. DeMar Hamlin, his situation, his fight for his life, is an example that life is fragile. Life is precious. Life is unexpected. I mean, he's 24 years old, playing football for an NFL team. He is an exceptional athlete, making what was thought to be a routine play, a routine tackle. And his life changed in that moment. His life was in jeopardy just within seconds. One minute he's looking at T. Higgins making a tackle, the next minute he is on the ground without a pulse, receiving CPR for 9 straight minutes. Life is fragile. Life is just as fragile as it is beautiful. I'm 38 now. As I've gotten older and realized that, yes, sports mean a whole lot to me, that I have my teams. I am a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I'm a Ohio State Buckeyes fan. I have my teams that I root for and that I root for with passion. I will watch every single game. I have my game rituals. I don't eat. I don't drink. I am looking and focusing in on the game. I'm sending all my good luck that I've gathered up throughout the week to my team. I am cheering. I am screaming. When something bad happens, I yell. I'm that person. And yet, as I get older, I realize that a lot of this, it just doesn't matter. that being a fan is cool, but there's more to experience. There's more to this game. Whatever game you're watching, there's more to it. That these are men, these are women, these are athletes, these are sons, these are daughters, these are parents. These are aunts, these are uncles. These are brothers, these are sisters, these are friends. These are spouses, these are fiancés, these are people. Just like us. Doing something that perhaps they love to do, perhaps they don't. And that they have good days, they have bad days. And that they need encouragement, prayers, thoughts, considerations, grace, blessings, hugs, kisses, motivation, high fives, pick-me-ups, and miracles just like anybody else. I found myself as I go to sporting events, though I may cheer for my team, really I'm a fan of everybody on that field. Because it's a human connection. I may be a fan, but my heart is for humanity. And that my fandom for a team will never overshadow me rooting for you as a person. Because in this human race, we are truly are all on the same team. As a Bengals fan, I am rooting for DeMar Hamlin. As a father, I am rooting for DeMar Hamlin. As a son, I am rooting for DeMar Hamlin. As a brother, I am rooting for DeMar Hamlin. As a black man, I am rooting for DeMar Hamlin. As a human being, I am rooting for DeMar Hamlin. I am hoping, praying that he can lead a full life. That this moment in which he experienced a miracle will continue to show him that his purpose is greater than his football position. Oh my gosh, did you get that, yo? His life purpose is greater than his football position. The average NFL career, I think it's like 3 or 4 years. I think it's like 3.5 years. The life expectancy of a man in America is 72. DeMar Hamlin, my prayer is that DeMar Hamlin will experience more life than what he does on the football field. That his position, though vital to his team's success, and though it is important, is merely only a vehicle to him fulfilling and continuing to walk in his life purpose. That's what I can say as a father, as a brother, as a son, as an uncle, as a mentor, as a coach, as a black man, as a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and as a human being. I wish and I want him to do well, just like anybody else that I meet. I'm a fan of my teams, but I am more a human being than what I am a fan. One of the surprising sort of stories that have come out of this traumatic event involving DeMar Hamlin is that he has a charity called Chasing M's, which is raising money to buy toys for children. His goal prior to his injury was to raise $2,500. At current time, currently, after people became aware of Damar Hamlin, his fight, his ordeal, but also his purpose, his heart, who he is as a man and not just as a football player. People have donated from all around the world over $5 million to his organization. $5 million. That is absolutely amazing. And it shows that not only with Damar Hamlin, but also within our own personal lives, that our jobs that we use, that people use to define us, our jobs often provide us definition, especially how we define success. But check this a little bit. Check this. It's great to have definition. But with definition, you have to have a destination. Like your job title is cool, but where are you going? Your job position is great, but what's your life purpose? It's beautiful that Damar Hamlin played safety for the Buffalo Bills, but let's look at Chasing M's. How many lives is he going to affect through this organization? Thousands, at least thousands of children will receive toys based upon his job definition. Because it's obvious to see that through this organization, Damar knew that life is bigger than playing football. That's the definition, but there's an ultimate destination. Damar playing safety for the Buffalo Bills, it's great. And it's teaching him, and it's taught him how to play safety for children in the community, how to tackle poverty, how to chase down opposition, how to protect your brother and sister. Damar's definition. Is helping him get to his next destination. My prayers and thoughts and well wishes are with Damar Hamlin and his family. And I pray that you have peace. That you have peace and that clarity comes out of the situation. This is merely a moment that will serve as momentum to take you from point A to point B to point C and beyond. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. As always, be well.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. The journey is over.